But how do we define those within breast surgery? Well, we've talked about achieving standards and targets, and it's fairly simple to say to people, you didn't achieve this standard or target, and therefore you appear to be an outlier, or your cases appear to be an outlier. We've got a little bit more sophisticated statistically, and we've been applying control charts now, which you'll see throughout the audit booklet, which give us 95% confidence intervals, and therefore, statistically, we can say that certain numbers of people will be falling outside those intervals. Whether that's just part of a normal distribution or whether it represents abnormal practice, we have to see and we have to investigate them. And where there's no clear definitions, we've put in propositions about what might be accepted practice. There's clearly a wide variation, and the adjuvant therapy audit that you'll see has a number of propositions at the end of it. You may or may not agree directly with them, but we're auditing against them. Jim's talked about outliers in the Antipodes, but they're really looking at individual surgeon outliers or having a practice which appears to be an outlier. But we look at individual regions that appear to be outliers. It's not really accurate or close enough data to make anything sensible from. But we can look at unit level. But many screening units may have 10 to 20 surgeons or more serving them. Some only have one or two serving them. So that the unit performance can vary depending on how many surgeons and MDTs feed into that screening unit. We can look at individual MDTs and then down to individual surgeon level. But as Jim has said, the problem then becomes one of numbers, and being able to analyse individual surgeon data needs numbers over a larger or a longer length of time. And we can look at individual patients who may themselves had a treatment which appears to be outside the normal accepted levels.